Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. Today's story is called, What Did Jesus Save Us From? This comes from Romans chapter 3, verses 23 through 24, and John chapter 3, verse 16. I understand there are a variety of ages and backgrounds who are listening, so I have tried to keep it age-appropriate for most families.
We are going to do an exciting story of Jesus' birth, but we can't just jump right into it. That would be like starting a book in the middle, or joining a movie that's already begun. Important parts would be missed, and it wouldn't make much sense. That is why today's story will start long before Jesus' birth, all the way back in the garden. You will hear one of our Easter episodes, which is perfect for understanding the why. Why did God send his son Jesus that Christmas morning? Why do we need a rescuer? To help us answer these questions, we will use a story. Let's begin.
Hey, Mom, I want to ask you something.
Sure. What you got?
Well, at church, we were talking about Easter and about Jesus dying on the cross and saving us.
Yep, that's right.
But why did he have to save us?
That's a great question. Let me just dry my hands and we can talk. Okay, let's sit down here while we talk. So, Jesus chose to die out of love. Jesus could have whispered one little word, and an army of angels would have been there to save him. But he chose to go to the cross because he loves us so much. He wanted to save us.
But save us from what?
Well, let's answer that first. What did he save us from? To answer that, we have to rewind all the way back to when God made the first people. Adam.
Hey.
And Eve. Yep, that's me. We lived in the Garden of Eden, and boy, was it gorgeous. God let us live in that perfect place. Oh, there was no sin. Until, well, we kind of messed that one up, but we will get to that.
God made the most incredible things. We could play with the lions and the horses. That's right. All the animals got along with each other, and us too. Streams and rivers brought fresh water for us to drink, and we could simply walk up to a tree and eat its fresh, juicy fruit. And Eve, even I, we never got sick or ever felt sad, and we never argued or called each other names. Oh, those were the days.
Since there was no sin, everything was perfect. That is, until sin entered the world. Oh, sorry, Eve. You want to say something? Go ahead. Well, you see, God gave us one rule, not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But one day,
I was minding my own business, picking white and lavender flowers, when who slithers over but slimy Satan, disguised as a snake. Thanks, Eve. Satan told Eve a lie about the one rule God had made. And what Eve did next affects you and I to this very day. Eve disobeyed God's one rule and ate the fruit from the forbidden tree. That was sin, disobeying God. Suddenly, everything changed. Animals would fight. People would get sick. They'd argue with each other.
Oh, quit poking me.
Well, you looked at me first.
Things wouldn't be the same. God still loved Adam and Eve so much. But sin separates people from God, and Adam and Eve did not realize how horrible this separation from God would be. Because of Adam and Eve's sin, everyone born after them would have sin and be separated from God. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." I just heard the word all. Does that mean every single person?
Yep.
Yep. Point to yourself. Now, point to someone else. That's right. All of us. All of us sin. All of us decide not to obey God at times. All of us need God's help. But God wanted us to be His children. He wanted us to be close to Him. He is such a loving Father that He had a plan. His plan would include one perfect person. Do you know His name? Say it out loud if you do.
Jesus.
Jesus, that's right. The Bible also tells us in John chapter 3, verse 16, "For God loved the world so much that He gave His only Son." God gave His Son so that whoever believes in Him may not be lost, but have eternal life. And the Bible also tells us in Romans, people are made right with God by His grace, which is a free gift. They are made right with God by being made free from sin through Jesus Christ. This is what Jesus rescued us from. Our loving Father saved us from sin. This doesn't mean we're going to be perfect. We are all going to mess up at times, but we can now ask Jesus to forgive us when we do. Jesus saved us from being separated from Him, our wonderful Maker. He is with us today and always in this world, and He will be with us in heaven. Nothing will be able to separate us from His wonderful love. Well, that is it for our story today. This week, talk to your family about what Jesus has saved us from. Don't be afraid to ask questions. We don't always have all of the answers, but we can try to learn and understand, and we can pray to God for help. Thanks again for listening today.
Depending on the ages of your children, you may want to discuss the effects of sin even further. While these topics are fundamental to the Bible, they should be discussed in your family when you feel it is appropriate. We purposefully did not address some things here, as we want to respect families and the personal discussions that we believe need to occur in the home. However, resources for these discussions can be found in the episode notes, so please make sure to check them out.
And, as always, bye for now.